He reaches down, pulling his shirt off. My wide eyes rise, focusing on his dark nipples. They're round and firm, peaks atop the mountains. They call out like little mouths, whispering commands into my ears. Ugh! Closer! I need to move closer! I slide in, so close our thighs touch. My fingertips move onto the firm discs, swirling over the tender shapes.
You like it, don't you?
I don't know. We shouldn't be like this.
Shh. It's all right. Your sister doesn't have to know. This can be something special. Just for us.
Special. Just for us. He slides a hand onto my shoulder, pressing me onto my back. I sink into the sofa cushions, frozen while this lumbering beast crawls onto me. He straddles my body, his bare chest looming over my face. I grip his forearms, struggling to breathe. What's happening? I'm dizzy. There's a weird smell in the air. It's dirty, moist, and heavy, like a locker room. His sweat. He must have had lacrosse practice today. I'm sniffing the residue. The scent of college boy. I'm older than he is. I should be responsible. Whatever this shit is, it's wrong.
No! Get off! Please!
Stop squirming.
He lowers his body, muscular pecs inches from my face.
I've been watching you, Spencer. I know the truth. Even if you don't make this harder than it has to be.
No, it's gross. I'm a guy. I don't want this.
Fucking kiss it. Kiss a man's chest.
He bears down, practically lying atop me. His dense body crushes my bones. I stop wriggling. I go limp. The groove between his pecs touches my lips. His heat blasts into my skin. I don't know why, but my mouth opens. My tongue extends. I lick. I kiss. Salty. Bitter. The remnants of a long afternoon practicing in the sun. Kissing the body of an athlete. Kissing the body of a warrior. No. I need to stop. I can't, though. Too strong. Too heavy. Can't think.
Yeah. Just like that. Deep in the cleavage.
His voice sends vibrations into my skull. I lap and kiss, losing myself in the sensation. His weight. His scent. It's all around me. He's pushing into my body like he's trying to fuse us into a single creature. My cock. It's swelling. His athletic thigh presses into the bulge, sending a euphoric pulse up my core. But he pulls back, rising to his feet. I stare up with puppy dog eyes. I'm so cold without him.
Get on the floor, now! Get on the fucking floor!
His aggression jolts me to my senses, sending me scampering onto the carpet. Kneeling at his feet, I gaze at his skyscraper body. A long shadow drapes over me, basking me in darkness. Unease whirls in my mind, but I don't understand why. It's hard to think clearly. Keaton, do I like him? Do I hate him? I can't remember.
Just look at you. Red cheeks, hazy eyes. Pathetic.
I'm not like you.
You never had a father figure. Is that why you ended up like this? A limp-wristed fairy?
I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Don't worry. I understand boys like you. My dad taught me. He once hired a guy who was obviously queer. It was the best decision he ever made.
What do you mean?
The fag would hang around the construction site, fetching water for men. He'd pack lunches and pick up trash. Is that what you are, Spencer? A magic fairy who makes straight men happy?
No, I'm not like that. I've been with girls. He scoffs.
You're too deep into the lie, but don't worry, I can pull you out of this pit. I can free you from your prison.
He reaches down, unzipping his jeans.
There's a key. Just gotta slide it into the keyhole.
No! I stare with frightened eyes while he undresses, standing proud in his tight underwear. The fabric cradles his balls, the dual orbs visible beneath a curled serpent. The bulge is full and majestic, double the size of my own. I never even knew another guy's dick could look like this, Has this cock been inside my sister? We shouldn't do this, Keaton. It's not right. I look away.
Relax, bud. I'm just here to help you. It's a mentoring session. If I join your family, you'll be seeing a lot of me. Shouldn't we be comfortable together?
I guess so.
Good. I'll show you my cock. You're curious, right?
Yeah.
You've got to do something for me first.
He crouches and fishes an object from his pants.
Wear this.
He tosses it onto the ground. At first, it looks like a necklace. But I soon understand what it is. Fashioned from black leather, it's a dog collar with chrome spikes. Part of me is disgusted, but another part of me likes it. Edgy. It's my style. My hands move on their own, lifting the strap. Keaton's sapphire eyes watch while I fasten it around my neck. It's stiff and uncomfortable. But it's also strangely cozy. Like it's meant to be here. My neck was naked. It should be covered up.
That's a good boy.
He reaches out, stroking my hair and causing my stomach to flutter.
What kind of animal are you, Spencer? Make some noise.
Are you serious?
Yeah. If you want this cock, you'll have to give it a show. I need to know you're serious about this.
I take a deep breath. The floor beneath me seems to rock back and forth. Is this real life? Am I dreaming?
Ooh! Ooh!
Louder.
Oh! Oh! Eep! Eep!
A crooked, sadistic grin carves its way across Keaton's face. His eyes grow wide and feral, sending a jolt of terror into my veins. I've never seen him like this before. He's a wolf eyeing a cornered rabbit, savoring its demise.
You're a fucking monkey! A chimp!
He throws his head back and roars with laughter.
No, that's not right. Chimps are dangerous. Those bastards can rip your face off when they get mad. You're more like a lemur. Skinny body, big, kind eyes.
Eep, eep!
The six sounds leave my lips while my eyes water. I don't understand why I'm doing this. It's gross, but it's just happening automatically. Down between my legs, my cock twitches in my underwear. It loves the sounds I'm making. I'm nasty. Something's breaking inside me. I don't understand.
Get in here, monkey boy. Take a good whiff.
He grabs me by the hair and forces my face into his soft bulge. I grip his hairy thighs, gasping in shock. His underwear is damp and sweaty. Musty fumes billow into my lungs, sending me spiraling down a dark rabbit hole. I smear my face into his balls. I huff and drool. The world fades.
Dance for me.
He shoves me away.
Dance, if you want this cock.
He reaches low, fishing out his phone and playing a catchy pop song. The notes flow into my ears, leaching into my brain. I've always been a musical person, but not like this. The sound commands me to move. My foot taps as I rise to my feet. My arms are heavy. They dangle like I'm an ape. I sway. This amazing young man, he needs to be entertained. The dance begins. I hop and bob, emitting shrill chirps while flailing my arms. Keaton's laughter swells. My cock rubs my underwear, causing my vision to blur. I need to be careful. I don't want to jizz my pants. There's approval in Keaton's eyes. For the first time since we met, he seems happy with me. Stress exits my body. A man is happy. He wants me around.
You need a name.
He switches the music off, causing me to collapse at his feet in exhaustion.
Bubbles. Bubbles the fag.
I don't want to be a fag.
We don't get to choose, Bubbles. It's how you're born. A little monkey like you, you'll always crave bananas.
I freeze while he grips his waistband, sliding the underwear down his fit legs. His long, girthy penis flops free, the skin smooth and pristine. It's lighter than the rest of his body, almost translucent. A golden, regal mane of hair frames the base. My eyes glide up and down the shape while relaxation overtakes my body. The way his cock sways, it calms me. Those veins beneath the surface, that pink cap at the tip, It shouldn't feel good to look at it. No. I don't want this. But I crawl forward.
That's right. I could sense it the moment we met.
He laces fingers into my hair.
We're all just apes, you know that? The jungle tribe has a hierarchy. The strong and aggressive are on top, the alpha males. They amass the harem. Weaker males are below, betas who get the subprime females.
Is that me?
No, there's another level. A type of creature at the very bottom.
The queer.
That's right. An animal that doesn't crave women. An animal not meant for reproduction. But how can that be? Why would such a creature exist?
To build the tribe.
Exactly. Most bees don't reproduce. They serve the ruler. Don't you understand? Some men are born to breed. Some men are born to serve. You attach yourself to a greater male, funneling resources and labor. You help him spread his seed far and wide. You enhance the genetic fitness of the tribe.
My eyes widen. This bizarre exercise! It suddenly makes sense. A lesson so unpleasant it can't be taught any other way. These weird feelings inside me. I'm drawn to the alpha male. I'm afraid of him, but pulled nonetheless.
We can test it. Suck the cock. See if it feels right. See if it belongs inside your body.
I want it, sir. I stare up into his sharp eyes, longing burning in my core.
This has to stay private, though. Promise you won't tell your sister.
I won't tell my sister.
Promise you won't tell your mom.
I promise I won't tell my mom about our lessons.
Good. It's just for us. Just for us.
He pulls my face forward, forcing my lips to his soft cock. The velvet skin smolders as I worship and caress. A salty, sour flavor washes onto my taste buds, causing me to salivate. This flavor, it's producing natural lube in my mouth. Drool seeps down his cock while it grows.
Nice. Run along the length. Use those pretty lips.
Yes, sir. I kiss the balls. I smear my face along the shaft. I can't get enough. It's so big, and it's only getting bigger. I reach between my legs, fondling my horny boner. Waves of euphoria roll into my abdomen while I struggle to recall my past. My sister would be horrified. My mom would be disappointed. My friends would be disgusted. None of them understand me. The cock grows to full length, nearly touching his belly button.
You're better than your sister. This is why I love homos. You worship the cock. You live for the cock.
I need it. I'm so dirty.
Tell me you love straight men.
I love straight men. Love them. Love them. I grind my cheek along the underside of his dick, savoring twitches emanating from the shaft.
Suck it, bud. Show devotion.
I glide to the pink tip, swirling my tongue on the dilated opening. It's faintly sweet. It commands me to go deeper. I descend. The rounded cockhead slides into my oral chamber, scraping atop my tongue while my eyes flutter. It's a dense, meaty fullness. It's impossible to fully appreciate the girth until it's inside you. It fills me. So big. So heavy. My head swivels while drool spills down my chin. I work into a steady rhythm, grabbing his base with my free hand. He's too thick for me to go any further. I'll need more practice before I can take it all.
Oh yeah, that's good.
Keaton stares at the ceiling.
You know how many pussies this cock has been inside? Cheerleaders, teachers, your sister. It's probed them all.
Keaton's hips buck. I can tell he's holding back. He's easing me into this world. It's a slow build-up. I want to do better. Taking a deep breath, I slide onto the shaft, guiding the cockhead to the back of my throat. Gotta push harder. Gotta shove further. I fling back, coughing and gagging. A glob of mucus sticks to his shaft, oozing down to his ballsack.
Gonna have to do better than that.
He stares into my watery, bloodshot eyes. I'm your monkey boy.
Gotta train you. Gotta perfect you.
He grips my cheeks, guiding me back onto his dick. He holds me in place, thrusting into my hole while my body goes limp. I accept it. I allow him to use my body. He's a strong, wealthy king. I'm just a small, poor servant. A sex toy for a man like him. Another conquest for this warrior cock. A spasm emanates from his underside, sending vibrations into my tongue. It's happening. A blast of hot moisture rockets toward the back of my mouth, splashing over my taste buds and seeping down my throat. The flavor is salty and sweet, but with a vague bitterness that makes me gag. Keaton holds the back of my head, forcing me to accept his load, forcing me to accept his masculinity. Part of me wants to spit it out, but another part of me wants to take it deeper. There's a battle raging in my mind. With each spasm of his cock, my mouth grows fuller. I drink. I slurp the potion. It drops into my stomach while heavy fumes waft into my nose. This harsh, metallic flavor? It's the taste of Keaton's personality. The raw taste of a man.
Yeah, suck this big dick, emo freak. We'll keep this our special secret. Your sister won't know her brother sucks the same dick. Your mom won't know her son is a cocksucker. They both love me, you know that? They're so fucking easy. You, though, you're something else. Something rare.
He grins at the ceiling, his cock sawing over my tongue. I just drink and drink, slurping the protein-rich snack. He's right. I'm a cocksucker. An animal, a monkey trained by a man. Bubbles, I mutter, while the cock flings from my mouth, the final droplet of seed safely deposited in my stomach.
That's right.
Keaton leers down at me, his chest heaving. His pecs glisten with satisfied sweat.
We need to make it official, though.
Wasn't that enough? I look at the ground in shame. I can feel his hot load in my stomach. I can taste it on my breath.
No. There's one last part of this.
He glances at a coffee table at the room's center. He approaches, reaching into one of my sister's bags. She left it there this morning. He extracts a slender metal tube. It glistens and shimmers. Her lipstick.
Put it on.
He tosses it onto the floor.
What? Put it on. Are you stupid?
No, I'm sorry. My fingers quiver while removing the cap, raising the crimson stick to my lips. I slather while he stares. It feels weird. I've never done anything like this before.
Good.
His annoyed expression softens.
Now we make it official. We'll create a symbol of our bond.
He moves close and turns around, displaying his tapered back and furry ass.
Kiss.
Kiss your ass?
That's right. Leave a pretty little mark. I have a date with your sister tonight. She won't know a boy's scarlet lips are printed on my ass cheek. She won't know they belong to her brother.
It's not right.
Shut up, queer. Do as you're told. Kiss a straight man's ass.
This has been a preview. For the full audio, visit archervale.com.